Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Brochas Daf Yutes in the Hoiz V'Hodor edition. We're starting Yutes Amud Aleph on top. The Gemara says, Rav Mano Omar Mishum Rav Yudo, Sho Omar Mishum Rav Yosi Aglili. So we have three Mandomarim over here that say, Im Yifsik Bo Kedei Likoris Eskulo Lo Yotso Yedei Chovosoi. Person reading Shema, and he stopped in the middle to a break that it takes to read the entire Shema. He did a hefsek, the time it takes to read the entire Shema from beginning to end. He's not Yetzi Dei Chayivu. Rabbo, Rav Yirmiyo, Mishem Rav, Halacha Keramono, Shamar Mishru Rab Yudo, Shamar Mishru Rab Yosi Aglili. The Halacha is like these three man domer, in the Ramona, in the name of Yudo, in the name of Yosi Aglili, that a break in the middle does affect the Shema, and you have to read it again. Rabbi Yechonon b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Yoyi Tzedek, af be'halel u'b'kriyas ha'megillah ken. Not only in Krishma, but also not only if you stopped in the middle, or in Megillah, you stopped in the middle, you also have to start again. Amo ba'ravuno v'rav chizdo, havu yasin, they're sitting down, amin af b'tkiyos ken, also tkiyos shefer. If you took a break in the middle between the tkiyos, a break that is a time it takes to blow the entire tkiyos, yeah, that's called a hefsek, and you have to blow again. Salkun lebei Rav, they went into Bei Rav. V'shomon Rav Chuna b'shem Rav, they heard Rav Chuna saying, afilu shomon atesha shois yotzo. Even if you heard the tkiyas 9 hours throughout the day, as the Gemara in the Bavli tells us, meaning you heard 9 different tkiyas in 9 different hours, there was a very large break in between, he's still yotze. There's no problem, according to this, in tkiyos, to have a break. When I was there, when I was in Bavel, I had this question. What's the halacha over here? When I came here to Israel, Shamis Rav Yasa b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, her Rabbi Yisrael b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, afilu shomon kol hayoyim yotzo, even when you heard that Kiyas Shefer the entire day was yotze, v'hu sheshomon al haseder, as long as he heard it in order, meaning he did not hear all the noises in between, all the krills in between, as the Goyen says, but he ordered in the right order, say his yoytze. Rabbi Yoytze by Rabbi Yoytze asked that question. If you have, you need to hear now a tkiyo as the end of the first set, and you have to have a tkiyo as the first one in the next set. Does tkiyo achas moitziyo yideishteim? Can you blow one tkiyo and you moitzi both? This is also a question the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, but Bavli discusses. The Gemara goes back now to the sugyo of the hefsek by Krishma. And the Gemara asks the following. Rav Avin bar Chiya Boyer, Rav Avin asked the question, Kriya Shema u'Birkaseo, is the break need to be the length that it takes to read Kriya Shema and the Brachas, or he v'loi Birkaseo, or Kriya Shema without the Brachas? Birkaseo v'loi he. Simple understanding, or just the length of the Brachas and not Shema. Before you point out, we're talking about when a person did a break in the Brachas, so then that's a discussion. Is in the Brachas, do you do a break, is the amount it takes to say the Brachas, or the amount it takes to say the Brachas and Shema together? Hivsik Shlisho v'chozer v'hivsik Shlisho. Different explanations here in the Mefarshim. Rav Chaim says, means he stopped, he did a break for a third of the time it takes to finish, then he said something, then he did another break for a third, and then he did another one, meaning, do you go ahead and combine together all the breaks to be one break? Now another question of the Gemara. B'koyim sharim or b'chol adam sharim? Do you figure out the time of the break based on how a person reads, he individually? If he's a slow reader, he has a longer break. Or b'chol adam sharim? You read the way the average person it takes him to read the Kriya Shema. Omar Matyo Mistabro B'koyim. It makes sense that you follow the reader and not every other person, not the average person. Another question says the Gemara over here. Ravo Shoal Rabbi Yochanan, begin the ano kori Shema ve'ovar b'mevoyes ha'matunofes. I say Shema, but then I have to go through mevoyes ha'matunofes through dirty streets where I'm not allowed to say Shema. Umavsek, I do a break. Nofik ono yidei chavosi, my yoytze dei chayvo with this break, because this break is basically forced on me. It's not a break that I'm doing because I want to do a break. I just say I have no other choice. Omelei avo ubni. You should know my son. If your break is the length that it takes to say the entire Shema, you're not yet say the similar to any other break. Rabbi Elazar solik mevakro lev Shimon bar Abba. Rabbi Elazar went to visit Shimon bar Abba. He was sick. Shimon was very sick. Omeli begin the anotoshish. So Shimon asked the question. I'm sick. I'm old. Vani kori Shema misnamnim. And as I'm reading Shema, I fall asleep. Nofik only dechavosi ma yoytze dechayva. Omeli he says you are yoytze. So the Gemara is trying to understand why did he tell him he's yoytze. Rav Yirmi Abaye Kamoi Rav Zeira. Rav Yirmi asked the question. What is the reason Rav Elazar says it's fine? Begin there, Rav Elazar Yoda, the Rav Shimon bar Abba, Mindakdek Mimotziso Sagin, Korile. Is it because he's Mindakdek and Mitzvahs? He's so Mindakdek, he knew that even if you'll tell him that it's okay, he really won't do a break. And now the Rav, as the Haredim points out, if you tell him that there's no problem to do a break, and he still will not do a break, he will feel he's doing Lifnei Mishurat HaDin. So he gave him the leeway because he knew it would be fine. Or begin the Utoshish HaRelei. Or maybe because he's old, so you allowed him to do it, even though he doesn't hold that way. Or maybe, as the Gemara doesn't bring that option, maybe Enechanami, Rav Elazar holds, that there's no issue to stop to have a break. Says the Gemara Amud Beis, Omer Befeirush Palginin Rav Elazar Omer Yotzo, Rechon Omer Lo Yotzo. Very clear, Rav Elazar argues that Rabbi Yochanan holds that even when a person did a break, he's still yoytze with Kriya Shema. Says the Gemara, Maplikin b'Kriya Shema, mipnei shehi asuya prokin prokin. Dafka b'Kriya Shema there's a machlekes. Because Kriya Shema is made out of many parshas that are not together. And even in the same parsha, you could stop and do a break because the whole Kriya Shema is made up of different parshas. So different pieces can be said in different times. According to Ablozer. Ava behalu bekriyasa megillah over Ablozer moide. But halu kriyasa megillah, which is one long kriya, then even Ablozer agrees that if you stop in the middle, so then if you have a break more than the time that takes kedei ligmor eskulo, ene chenami ina yoytze. And we pass ken la halacha that even in kriyishva, if you were shoy kedei ligmor eskulo, you're not yoytze, you can't do too much of a break. Says the Gemara, in the middle of Shema, you could say Shalom mipnei ayira. Says the Gemara, Tani ashoyel b'shloim raboy, or b'mishu godol mimenu b'toyra harishus b'yodoy. One can say hello to his Rebbe or anybody godol mimenu b'toyra. He has the rishus to say Shalom. Now, two things are said over here. One is that you could say Shalom during Kriya Shema to a Rebbe, and the second is that you're allowed to say Shalom in general to a Rebbe. Go say Shalom aleichem. And as the Gemara is going to go and discuss now, it's not so simple that a Talmud could tell his Rebbe, Shalom Aleichem. It may be something which is not the right way to act. Says the Gemara, Hadar Amro, from here you learn, Shalom Tzich Lishol B'mishu Godol Yimena B'Toyer. A person needs to say hello to someone who's greater than him. For Yimin Ado, we have another example, another Rai, another source. Tetani Koro V'chozer Bo Neshama. A person did Kriya Lo Yalein, he has a mace. And he did Kriya, and then the neshama of the mace came back. The guy came back to life, and then he died again. So the shayla is, does he have to do another Kriya, or the first Kriya is good enough? So says the Gemara, im al asar, if it happened immediately, the new life and the new death, ain't a tzorich likra, no need to do another Kriya. Im la'achas man, if there's some break in between, tzorich likra, you have to do another Kriya. The Kamu Alasar, how do you define something which happened immediately? Kedei Dibur, the time of a Dibur. What is a Dibur? The Kamu Kedei Dibur. Rav Simon B'Shem Yeshua Ben Levi, Kedei Shehila Shalom Ben Adam L'Chaveir. The time it takes for one to tell his friend, Shalom, Shalom Aleicha. Abba Barav Chanan B'Shem Yechanon, Kedei Shehila Shalom Ben Harav L'Talmid. The Gears over here of the Goyen has been Talmid L'Rav. The time it takes to say Shalom between a Talmud to his Rebbe, to say Shalom Alecha Rabbi a little longer than telling the friend, because the friend is just Shalom Alecha, and to the Rebbe is Shalom Alecha Rabbi. But you see over here, the fact that you have some kind of a definition based on the time it takes a Talmud to say hello to his Rebbe, that a Talmud indeed needs to say hello to his Rebbe. And the Gemara now brings a story about this. Rabbi Yochanan mistamech al Rav Yaakov bar Yehudi. Rabbi Yochanan was walking, leaning on Rav Yaakov bar Yehudi. V'yam Blozer chomilei umitamer mikadamoi. Rav Blozer saw him, and he was hiding from him. The reason he was hiding him, before she pointed out, that he was very careful not to say shalom to our Rebbe. That was his minik. And therefore he didn't want to see him and not to say hello. So Rabbi Yochanan complained to Rav Yaakov, and he said, Omar, hatartai milin, two things, hadin bavloi ovid bi. This Babylonian, this guy from Babel, is doing to me. Chalda deloi shol bishlaimi. One is not saying hello. Vechalda deloi omar shmoso mishmi. Also, he's not mentioning my name when he's saying my shmos. He's not mentioning that he heard the shmur from me. Omar lei. So Rabbi Yaakov answered him. Yaakov tried to calm him down. Kach inu nagin gabein. That's the meaning there by them, by Bovil. Ze'iro loishol b'shalmi derabo. A young Talmid does not ask shalom to his Rebbe. It's not the covet. The inu mekaimin, they're mekaim the pasuk, re'uni ne'orim v'nichbo. When the children see me, they hide. Meaning there's some kind of a respect, of a distance between the Talmidim and the Rebbe. Mi me'alchim, as they were going, Chamli chab bismedush. They saw bismedush. Omer lei, so Rabbi Yaakov tells Rabbi Yochanan, Hakaver Meir Yosef Vidorsh. In this place where Meir sat down, he would darsh in different drushes. V'homa shmuoso min shmei di Rabbi Shmuel. He said many shmuos in the name of Rabbi Shmuel. V'lo yomo shmuoso min shmei di Rabbi Kiva. It's funny enough that Meir was always mentioning shmuos, but only the name of Rabbi Shmuel, not the name of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is Rabbi. He did not mention it. Omer lei, so Rabbi Yochanan answered him, everybody knows there are Meir Talmidei the Rabbi Akiva. Everybody knows that Meir is a Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. So when he mentions a Shmuas now without any name, everybody knows it's coming from his Rebbe. He doesn't have to say the name of the Rebbe. Omar lo, he says Rabbi Yaakov to Rabbi Yochanan, Kula Almi Yadin the Rabbi Lozer Talmidei the Rabbi Yochanan. Also here, you're complaining that Rabbi Lozer is not mentioning your name. He doesn't have to mention your name. Everybody knows he's your Talmid. Whatever he says is in your name. Very similar to this we have in the Gemara in Yevamos and the Bavli. So that's how Rabbi Yaakov calmed Rabbi Yochanan down regarding the second Taino. Why is Rabbi Elazar not mentioning his name? Now I have to go still to the first Taino. Why is Rabbi Elazar hiding? So the Gemara says now another thing. Rabbi Yaakov told Rabbi Yochanan, he's asking him a question. Should we pass when going in front of the Zohar? Should we not go in front of it? Should we try to hide from it? Not to show ourselves in front of the Zohar? We're giving him covet. Go in front of him and take out his eye. Take out his eye, it doesn't mean to actually take out his eye. It means don't show him any covet. Don't show him any respect. Go in front of him and you're hiding from him. It looks like you're respecting it. But you want to show the Zohar that you don't have any covet to it. You're mizalzan in it. You're disgracing it. So you go in front of him without any respect at all. According to what you're telling me, Rabbi Yochanan, to do it with Avodah Zarah, that shows us that Rabbi Elazar did right. He did not want to pass in front of you. You're just saying if you try to hide from something, if you try to avoid passing in front of something, that means you're giving respect to it. That means you're giving it covet. That's what you told me in front of Avodah Zarah. Don't try to hide, just go in front of it. So Rabbi Elazar wants to respect you. That's why he's hiding in front of you. That's the idea of the covet. You showed him how Rabbi Elazar was trying to mechabed him and not the opposite. And the Gemara concludes and said, Omer Rabbi Yaakov ba'idi yodea at lefayas. Rabbi Yochanan told Rabbi Yaakov, you should know Rabbi Yaakov. You know how to be mefayas. You know how to calm me down. I had a tain against Rabbi Elazar. He doesn't say something in my name. And that he's hiding from me. And you answered both. He doesn't say something in my name because he's my Talmud. Everybody knows he's my Talmud. And he doesn't want to pass in front of me. Als covet, not als zilzul. And with this, we conclude the Yerushalmi Brachas Daf Yutes.